Welcome to the Davey Tree Expert Company's podcast, Talking Trees. I'm your host, Doug Oster. Each week, our expert arborists share advice on seasonal tree care, how to make your trees thrive, arborists' favorite trees, and much, much more. Tune in every Thursday to learn more, because here at the Talking Trees podcast, we know trees are the answer. I'm very happy to welcome back Sandy Reed. She is the Vice President of Corporate Communications and Strategic Planning for the Davey Tree Expert Company based in Kent, Ohio. Sandy, thanks for coming back on the show.
It's great to be back, Doug.
And so we're going to talk about something really cool, something that I'm really excited about called Swing for the Trees. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, Swing for the Trees is a tree planting partnership that the Davey Company has with the Cleveland Guardians, a team near and dear to your heart. And it's a program where for every home run that's hit by a Guardians player, either home and away games, Davey pledges to plant a tree someplace in Northeast Ohio.
When did this begin?
It began in the 22 season, so this will be our third season.
And how many trees over those years have been planted?
There's been 316 trees that have been planted through this program already.
And is it like all the same tree, or are different trees planted?
So this is a key aspect of all of our planting programs. They're native trees. They follow the city tree plan in Cleveland, the Cleveland Tree Coalition with Western Reserve Land Conservancy and Davey Resource Group put together a city tree plan. There's planting recommendations that are within that. And then also, we follow Dr. Dan Herm's guidance on changing climate and what that's going to do for trees.
So where do you plant them? Is it just in the city proper?
So we plant them throughout Northeast Ohio. Essentially, Guardians Charities partners were given the opportunity to request trees. And there's a variety of locations, from baseball fields, youth baseball fields, to Girl Scout camps, to nonprofit organization headquarters, to some of the nonprofit organizations, some of their group homes.
How did Davey get hooked up with the Guardians on this project?
So the Davey Company's been working with the Guardians for a number of years. We actually have taken care of the trees that are out in the outfield. And then also the trees around the stadium. So we've got quite a history with the Guardians, but we had been talking for a number of years about their interest in participating in a sustainability initiative and our interest in expanding our sustainability partnerships in the Cleveland area, and it came together in a great way with the Guardians.
So I got a trick question for you. Which one of these fields is better to see a game in? They're in Cleveland at the Guardians or in PNC Park in Pittsburgh?
That is a trick question. That's tough for me. You know, that's not even a fair question. They're both great for different reasons. You know, my heart's in Pittsburgh, but I certainly love a good game at Progressive Field.
Yeah. When Progressive Field opened, it was just amazing to see. And then when I moved here to Pittsburgh and seen PNC Park, they're both great parks. So back to work. Tell me a little bit about the Earth Week sponsorship. What is that?
So the Guardians gave us the opportunity this year to be the presenting sponsor of Earth Week. So this week, the Guardians will be playing the Boston Red Sox, and our first place Cleveland Guardians, hopefully, will sweep them this week and have a number of home runs. But some of the features of the game on the 24th will be we have a Davey employee, Dan Joy, who will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. It might be a tree pitch. I don't know. We also have some in-game player scorecard features where some of the Guardians players were asked questions about trees during spring training, and those will be featured on the scoreboard during the game. And we have one of our first Davey nights in the brand new Pennant District group area. So we'll have a number of Davey teammates that will be joining us for that night and enjoying the Cleveland skyline and a Guardians win.
Well, I know Dan, and I think that's a lot of pressure to throw out a first pitch. Is he training for it?
Oh, yes, he absolutely is in training for it. You know, both Pat Covey, our CEO, and myself have also previously thrown out the first pitch. So we've got a little internal competition here on this. But yeah, Dan is this weekend warming up with one of his grandchildren, working on his pitch. And we're looking forward to that, as well as one of the things pregame, we have an activation table out in the outfield where we'll be handing out some tremendous trees totes, and we'll have some of our local arborists on hand to answer questions about trees.
When you threw out the first pitch, was it nerve-wracking or was it just, it'll be fine?
It was a little nerve-wracking. You know, that home plate is further away than you think. They offered me the opportunity to stand in front of the mound, but if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it legit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
So why specifically did Davey get involved in this partnership, like Swing for the Trees?
Well, I think Davey, wherever we are located, is really committed to participating in the needs of the communities, particularly with reforestation. And in Cleveland, you know, being from the area, Cleveland used to be known as the Forest City, and has lost canopy cover. And so one of the things that the Cleveland Tree Coalition and all the partners that are part of that organization have been focused on is increasing Cleveland tree canopy by 30% by 2040. And so we've been involved in a number of events to do that. But the partnership with the Guardians gave us the opportunity to increase awareness of the benefits of trees and the need for tree canopy with a new audience. And the Guardians certainly have a passion for the environment. Their leadership team does this, was willing to work with us from a community partnership standpoint to bring awareness of trees and actively contribute to the canopy cover increase.
And I know that we've talked before, the Guardians aren't the only team that you guys partner with, right?
That's correct. So in Cleveland, we also have Threes for Trees with our Cavaliers that are entering into the playoffs starting tomorrow. And in Pittsburgh, we have Score for the Trees with the Pens. One of the things that we were hoping to do and are still hoping to do is we started the programs with the Cavs and the Guardians within Northeast Ohio, and we expanded to Pittsburgh, and we are looking at other cities where we find a good fit to help with canopy cover, get our employees involved in the tree planting from a participation standpoint, and then also work with strong partners like in Pittsburgh with Tree Pittsburgh, who is our partner for that project, and help improve the canopy and achieve the goals that the cities need for more trees.
So is it a different feeling for you and the other people at Davey when you start to see the home runs add up through the season? I think it would be even more exciting than just being a fan of the Guardians.
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of fun internal competitions. We just had our strategic leadership team meeting yesterday, and one of the things that we do at the beginning of the season is we do our own little guess on how many home runs there's going to be. We have a friendly competition around that. We track through trackers internally where we currently are with home runs, and you hear some extra cheers at games when you see somebody wearing a Davey hat when it's a home run or a three-point shot or a goal scored by the Pens.
So a technical question. So with a baseball season, you know, you're going to be into July and August, not the best planting times. So do you just at the end of the season schedule a time for planting? How does that work? Or are they planting at different times?
That's a great question. So we actually have a planting season. So for the Guardians plantings, those happen in the spring of the following season or the following year. So with the Cavs, those plantings happen in the fall. Okay. So we schedule those based on the best time, because you're correct. The right time, the right place, and the right aftercare are all essential elements to these programs.
Well, our theme for the podcast is Trees Are the Answer. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of reestablishing the tree canopy, not only in Cleveland, but in Pittsburgh, too.
Yes, absolutely. It's so essential because, you know, Doug, that, you know, trees around schools are that's already proven that people learn better. Trees around hospitals and healthcare institutions have people have better healing. Trees around shopping malls have people spend more. You know, trees around a corporate office have people happy and engaged to be there. So it's so important that our cities particularly areas where there's less tree canopy. We know that a treed area is one that has less crime. We know that people are happy, less depressed. And so we want to make sure that these programs help these areas have more canopy cover so that we can have a happier life for everyone.
Talk a little bit about the legacy of planting trees, because this is important. You're putting the trees in for three seasons, and I'm sure this will continue, but 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, these trees are going to provide shade and oxygen. That's a pretty important thing.
Yes, it is. You know, I think it was Warren Buffett that said, you know, the best time to plant a tree is today. The only better time was yesterday. And so I think we all think about that all the time. You know, certainly the legacy of planting trees and then seeing them grow for the future is the best thing that we can all do. And I think one of the elements of our programs that we also are pretty proud of is educating people on the benefits of proper planting, particularly students. So many of these planting events will include students. We certainly like them to participate in that. One of the highlights last year for us with the Guardians plantings, where there is a baseball renovation field project in Cleveland that's now been named Jose Ramirez Field. That was a partnership between Jose Ramirez and the Guardians and the City of Cleveland. And Davey actually planted trees there. We're actually this year putting an additional 30 trees there in honor of the number of home runs that Jose had last season, because Jose led the team in home runs and has a great bat. So there'll be some additional trees this year going to Jose Ramirez Field. That's where the Guardians RBI teams, both men and young women, play their games, and also Cleveland Metropolitan Schools. And so the enjoyment of these trees is even beyond those who have planted them or participated in them. It'll be better shade for all those who will be watching the games, and then certainly better canopy cover for Cleveland in an area where there wasn't much shade before.
Well, Sandy, I ask arborists when I'm doing this podcast this question, and so I'm going to surprise you with it. How did you get into this, and why is this job right for you?
Well, you know, Doug, I grew up in Kent, and my first entree into the Davey Company was, I think, foreshadowed. Across from our corporate office was an elementary school that's now part of our Seed Campus project, and I was participating in a summer enrichment program that was an environmental program, and there we did a play, The Wump World, and my first acting assignment and last was as a tree. So I think I was destined to work for Davey. Came to the Davey Company after college, and there's been no place else that's been better for me from a standpoint of opportunity, the ability to learn and grow, and be a part of something where the employee ownership aspect is a wonderful one, where you can own a stake in the company that you work for and work with teams that are just a joy to see them grow and advance.
Before I let you go, just tell me the good feelings you get from doing a project like Swing for the Trees.
I there's nothing better. You know, next week is what we consider our national holiday here, Earth Week and Arbor Day, National Arbor Day. And we have events just about every day. And I think one of the highlights for our teams are actually going out, being able to get our hands dirty, participate with kids, show a child who has never had the ability to put their hands in the soil what that's like. And then later, you know, go back and see how that tree is doing and has grown, and consider that part of the evolving canopy cover, which is part of our goal for all. So nothing better. Trees are the answer.
All right, Sandy. So when the Guardians make the playoffs, maybe we should talk again and see what the final number is from this season.
That's great, Doug. And maybe you can throw out the first pitch.
Thanks again, Sandy. It was great to talk to you.
Always great to talk to you, Doug.
I'll tell you what, I'd be so nervous for a week if I had to throw out a first pitch. That was fun. What a great project. Now tune in every Thursday to the Talking Trees podcast from the Davey Tree Expert Company. I am your host, Doug Oster, and do me a big favor. Subscribe to this podcast so you'll never miss a show. And if you've got an idea for an episode, maybe a comment, send us an email to podcasts@davey.com. That's podcasts at davey.com. And as always, we like to remind you on the Talking Trees podcast, as Sandy said, trees are the answer.